This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Johnson, don't upset BBB balance. Irked senator puts hold on broadband noms, and groups speak out against saturated fats. Trump, Johnson, insist budget bills on track. President Donald Trump and House Speaker Mike Johnson are projecting confidence that the Senate will meet the July 4 deadline for passing the Republicans' budget reconciliation bill. During a business investment roundtable, Johnson said he'd spoken with Senate Majority Leader John Thune, and both are optimistic about passing the big, beautiful bill by July. But Johnson said he's urging GOP senators to make only limited modifications. Johnson said, quote, "We've got a very delicate balance that we've reached. It took a long time to get there, and we don't want to upset the balance too much." What's next? Well, the Senate Agriculture Committee is expected to release its portion of the bill this week with a net reduction of $150 billion rather than the $230 billion included in the House version. But in a letter published by Punchbowl News, members of the House Freedom Caucus are pushing Senate Republicans to go further on spending cuts than the House did and include more reforms to Medicaid. The HFC also encourages senators to, quote, "hold the line on ending some clean energy tax credits from the Inflation Reduction Act." Nevada Democrat vows to delay broadband appointees. Senator Jackie Rosen, a Democrat of Nevada, is threatening to pull a hold on all nominations for broadband positions at the Commerce Department after the Trump administration reworked broadband equity, access, and deployment program rules. Nevada was one of four states that had already selected service providers after having initial proposals that were approved at the end of the Biden administration. Under reworked BEAD program rules, internet providers in the state will need to go through the bidding process again. This decision will put Nevada's broadband funding in jeopardy, and it's a slap in the face to rural communities that need access to high-speed internet, Rosen said in a statement, adding that she will, quote, "put a hold on all nominations for Commerce Department positions that oversee or deal with broadband policy in any way until her state gets its BEAD funding." Groups push HHS and USDA to rely on science with saturated fats. Public health and environmental groups are preparing to send a letter to the Agriculture and Health and Human Services departments urging transparency and science-based recommendations in the upcoming dietary guidelines. The two departments, led by Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are responsible for finalizing the 2025 to 2030 dietary guidelines for Americans, which are influential in federal nutrition programs. The secretaries have said the guidelines are likely to be completed by early fall and will be simplified. But some consumer advocates and environmental groups say they want to ensure any findings of the report, and specifically any recommendations on saturated fats, are based on science. They argue studies clearly show that saturated fat is linked to increased risk of cardiovascular disease, and the guidelines could maintain recommended limits of less than 10% of total calories. Additionally, the groups write that specific limits on saturated fat, added sugar, and sodium are critical for informing nutrition policies. The letter, organized by the Center for Science and the Public Interest, is also signed by groups including the Center for Biological Diversity and Earth Justice. Adopting the science-based recommendations of the DGAC would align your administration with those who have stood firm against industry influence, as you have promised, the groups write. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Eggs recalled amid ongoing salmonella outbreak. About 1.7 million dozen egg varieties have been recalled in connection with a salmonella outbreak that has sickened over 70 people in seven states. The August Egg Company recalled organic and brown cage-free egg varieties that were distributed to stores between February and May because of the potential for salmonella. The recall applies to Arizona, California, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Mexico, Washington, and Wyoming. The eggs were distributed to popular grocery chains like Walmart and Safeway. As of June 6, there were 79 cases linked to salmonella outbreak, 21 hospitalizations, according to the Centers for Disease Control. From the field, first two states complete corn planting. Corn, soybean, peanut, and cotton planting is complete or nearing completion across the U.S. According to this week's USDA Crop Progress Report, Minnesota and North Carolina, the first two states to reach 100% corn planting completion, in line with the five-year average for 18 states, 97% of corn, 90% of soybeans have been planted, 76% of the nation's cotton, and 90% of peanuts are in the ground. Sorghum producers are still working to plant nearly half of the nation's crop. Just 54% was planted on June 8. In Iowa, 97% of corn has emerged, with most of it earning a good to excellent rating. Unions and their allies tell SCOTUS reorg plans illegal. Unions, local governments, and groups, including a regional organic farming association, are telling the Supreme Court that the Trump administration cannot reorganize government and fire employees without consulting first with Congress. They cite 1977 congressional testimony delivered by Justice Anton Scalia, who said there are but two ways to pursue reorganization. Either Congress gives the president the authority to do so, subject to their undoing his work through the normal process of legislation, or else they must themselves adopt such reorganization through the constitutionally prescribed legislative process that, according to a brief filed with the High Court. At issue is an injunction issued by a federal judge in San Francisco halting the reorganization plans at virtually all federal agencies, including USDA. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld the order 2-1, and the administration has sought relief in the Supreme Court. Here's today's final word. In reality, U.S. and U.K. food production practices have more in common than what separates us. We hope continued conversations like these will help move the two countries closer, strengthen agriculture ties, and enable America's farmers to help meet the nutritional needs of families in the United Kingdom. That's American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duvall in a statement issued after meeting with UK officials in London. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly. This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by Meristem. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, June 10th, brought to you by Meristem. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.